The European Central Bank's Governing Council is widely expected to raise interest rates by another half a percentage point today after its meeting in Frankfurt. The ECB's move will come as the financial world continues to be rocked by turmoil in the banking sector in Europe and the United States. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
Today's widely expected half-point increase in interest rates would bring the euro area base rate to 3%. It's been widely flagged. Despite this, there has been some market speculation the ECB may not follow through by as much as half a point or even at all, given the volatility in financial markets following the failure of Silicon Valley Bank in the US and the collapse in the share price of Credit Suisse. But inflation remains high across the euro area, with many economies, including Ireland, seeing headline rates go back up in February. Meanwhile, Swiss financial authorities stepped in last night to offer support to troubled bank Credit Suisse. It also asserted there were no indications of a direct risk of contagion to Swiss banks from turmoil in the US banking sector.
President Michael D. Higgins has highlighted and condemned racism in his message to mark St. Patrick's Day. He also raised issues around forced migration, global poverty and the climate crisis. Karen Creed reports.
In his message to mark St. Patrick's Day, the president raised many issues, with migration at the heart of this speech. President Higgins said it's heartening that people here continue to provide sanctuary to the tens of thousands of displaced Ukrainian citizens who have fled conflict, and thanked them. And he appealed for everyone to stand in solidarity with all those across the globe who are vulnerable and in need. He reflected on the legacy of St. Patrick and his relevance today. He said there are many powerful echoes from his life that resonate with our contemporary circumstances, where racism is increasing and in so many parts of a world where a poisonous xenophobia has taken hold in so many places. He said it is these spaces where fear is being sowed. He also raised issues around forced migration, global poverty and the threat of climate change. Michael D. Higgins said there is a moral and ethical responsibility to support those in dire need and to help with sustainable solutions to ending all famines.
A review into the handling of complaints of sexual abuse at St. John's Ambulance is expected to be highly critical of child protection measures at the voluntary first aid organisation over several decades. The independent review, which was commissioned 2 years ago, is to be shared with abuse survivors this morning. The HSE has asked the public to consider all care options before attending emergency departments over the bank holiday weekend. Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester met representatives of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation yesterday to discuss hospital overcrowding. The executive said it regretted that patients were experiencing long waiting times and said a number of measures are to be taken to help reduce pressure in acute hospitals, including the use of private beds. Ireland will definitely gain an additional seat in the next term of the European Parliament from mid-2024, with a second seat still possible. The number of seats allocated to member states is being reviewed by the Parliament's Constitutional Committee, and a decision will be taken next month. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Ireland currently has 13 MEPs in the 705-seat European Parliament. Under all scenarios being considered by the Parliament's Constitutional Committee, the Irish allocation will increase to 14. The number could rise to 15, depending on what proposals are approved at next month's decisive meeting. A plenary vote will then follow. Other countries expected to gain include Austria, Denmark, Finland, Slovakia, Slovenia, Latvia, Spain and the Netherlands. The Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, Sean Kelly, who is a substitute committee member, told RTE News, "We could be looking at Ireland gaining two additional MEPs next term. That is positive news and we support that proposal." How the Irish constituencies will be configured for the 2024 European election is currently being examined by our new Electoral Commission. It will reach a determination before the end of August, after it considers what MEPs decide and then assesses the new census data as well as submissions from the public. Early speculation, however, is for the Midlands North West constituency to gain a seat.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Wet and cloudy at first, with rain clearing northeastwards during the morning. Sunny spells and scattered showers will follow from the southwest. Some will be heavy, with a chance of isolated thunderstorms and hail. Highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees.